I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
Hey, y'all.
Hello. We're loving it,
We're on one today because immediately shit just goes haywire. It doesn't matter how much we prepare,
That's why life cracks us up.
How's everybody doing?
Okay.
I never understood that. Like when you're watching something, you know, the talk shows and everything. Yeah. Well, I guess there's a damn audience, right?
But that brings up, did you see when COVID, when they started doing it from their house, and they were like, some of you said, like, you know, this probably would have been real good if I had somebody, 'cause they have to wait for the hopefully laughs.
Yeah.
So, all right. So I say that to say, let's move it on. Would you rather? Would you rather be an extra in an Oscar-winning movie?
An extra in an Oscar-winning movie.
Or the lead in a box office bomb?
I'd rather be a lead in a box office bomb because although the movie sucked, if just enough people watch it, they'll still see my performance. The Oscar-winning movie, 9 times out of 10, the focus is on the people who are the leads.
The leads.
Yeah, so I won't even get noticed in that. So I think I'd rather be the main character in a box office bomb.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so I can still prove myself.
I always think I pay attention to extras now.
Okay.
Because those people who walk around saying "Emotep," they matter too.
They do matter. Don't get me wrong; they do matter, but they're not on the stage accepting that Oscar.
Because, like, even when I saw something recently, like somebody just got smacked or tripped over whatever, and I was like, "That's me. I'm in there." But no, I would rather be the lead in a box office bomb as well because I got paid already.
Yeah,
I did get paid.
Yeah,
or like, oh,
you
my
got
gosh.
Paid peanuts.
Well,
but you got paid.
It depends because sometimes they pay you up front. We were talking about that recently. Like they pay, you can either get paid before the movie goes out, or maybe you get like residuals based on what it does. I want to get paid up front because, like, how do you know if it's going to be a good one?
For sure. I mean, I'd like to think that most people, when they read a script, they're like,
I don't know,
this is gonna be some bullshit. I remember when what's that movie, the books, the sex books, and she was Fifty Shades of Grey. Now, the first and second book, in my opinion, were dope. I feel like she just threw that third book out there because she was on one. Mm-hmm. And then when they did the movie and Charlie Hunnam was going to play the lead, I think he started looking at it like, okay, this is not going to be the shit I thought it was. I'm going to go ahead and back out. Mm-hmm. And then they had the Dorian guy, I think his name was, whatever. So I say that to say the box office dud may still get you, you know, the eyes where you're an extra in an Oscar winning movie who remembers the
besides
guy
me.
Who served the coffee,
yeah,
except you.
Me.
Yeah.
Well, so. I also think about Nicolas Cage.
Love missing Nick Cage.
But he picks some doozies. Like, who reads these for him and be like, man, you should do
you
this
should
one.
Do this one. Yeah.
Like, but also, how do you know it's going to work? Like, the fifth element.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're like, you want me to wear what?
Yeah.
You want me to do what? And I love that movie. But,
my niece, that is her shit. My niece, that is her shit.
But yeah, but like, that sounds, it may or may not have worked out.
Yeah,
so you just never
true.
Know. You just never
miss.
Know. All right, I got one more.
Okay.
Would you rather die in 20 years with no regrets?
Die in 20 years with no regrets.
Or live to be 100 with lots of regrets?
Okay. So we kind of sort of touched on this before. Would I rather die in 20 years, 52, 72,
with no regrets?
No regrets or live. I'm going to go ahead and choose live to 100 with regrets. And I already regret saying that. But no. So I feel like at 72, I'm still young. I'm a young 52 in my mind. Don't tell my body.
Right.
I feel like I'm a young 52. So I feel like 20 years from now, I mean, my kids are just going to be having kids and I'm going to be, you know, in that stage of life. So just to not have regrets. And how do you learn if you don't have things that you regret? Like, oh, I sure shouldn't have did that. So I'm going to go ahead and choose to live to 100. Now, like I said, we just talked about this not too long ago, because my grandmother passed away at 101. And she always said it was bittersweet, because you got to see so much and experience so much and see so many generations of family. But at the same time, she watched all of her friends and siblings and family members. She watched them all die. So I think I'd rather at least live to 100 to be able to enjoy my grandchildren and let my oldest tell us she's not having any, but my youngest will. Somebody will give me a grandbaby. But yeah, that's what I'm going with. What about you?
You know, my emotions are all over the place during your story, because in the beginning I was like, no, I'm just going to do 20 years and I'm out. But, you know, I've already been living with plenty of regrets all right. the time. But also I thought, like you said, your grandmother 100, mine was like 90 something. And I think about the difference between when they were younger and then when they, you know, when they left here, it's like the world is crazy. It just gets crazier. Because some days I look, it's like, I'm afraid to be here that long.
That is a very good point.
So, I mean, I don't know, but when you say it's only 48 more years.
Okay.
So, you know, why not go ahead and, you know, hang around? Like I said, I've already had plenty of regrets. And it's not like it's going to erase the regrets that I've had.
That you already had, exactly.
So, you know, I guess I'll hang in there with you.
But it is, you do bring up a good point, though. This is not a good world for elderly people to be in. It's really not.
Because you even talked about that too. Like, what's the benefit? What's the benefit?
What are you contributing to society?
What is the movie? Is the name of it Soylent Green? No. Our guest knows about this movie.
Production.
But it was like, they were saying that like older people, they were going to go away to this wonderful place. And, you know, because the world's kind of crazy. So, you know, when you had served your time enough, you know, you got the honor of moving on.
They were
coming
up.
Yeah.
I already knew that.
So I guess, can I?
Who's taking care of a colony full of just old people? And so I still choose the 100. And I have to hope that me and you will be here together. Yeah. Maybe we'll have a house together or something.
We'll watch each other's back.
Right. And we can fend off the younger generation. And we'll still try to be aggressive drivers. Because I promise you, there is nothing worse than me being in these streets. And I'm trying to get around a car. And I go by and I'm like, oh, I knew it. And it's like some... I'm like, get out of the lane. But
that's not
going to
be us. But, you know,
definitely not.
We're going to have some young dudes taking care of us, so we don't have to worry about it.
Bam.
All right.
Can I just say real quick we get started? I fuck with Tony Rock like that.
Just wanted to put
that out
there. I love it. I love you, Tony Rock. Because he's watching.
Of course. And if he's not now, he will be.
He will be.
Just like he's going to be at the Apollo.
And you'll be there.
I'll be there with bells on. I was actually going to go see him again in Raleigh. I'm not gonna.
Unless he gives us tickets. Hit us off some tickets.
Yeah, I was throwing that out there.
All right. So today
we have a guest. Ooh. Yay, we have a guest. This is our first of hopefully many guests. This gentleman will bring a lot to the table. We've got a very interesting topic that I think a lot of people might be engaged in. You think so?
I do believe.
Yeah, I do believe as well. So without further notice, we'll let him give a little background. We'll talk a little bit about he. Let's talk to Jesse.
Hello.
Hello, kind sir.
Hello.
What's crack-a-lacking?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
All right. Excellent.
Okay. I ain't hear nothing.
Okay, excellent. As far as who I am, I've had the privilege of knowing Natalie for a while, and she is certainly a delight. And then, of course, there's my friend Lakeisha, who I've known for almost 10 years. And because we like to have fun, I decided to look at her name. And of course, it's Lakeisha, aka Lake Shea. So always good to see you, Lake.
I love it. Do you know, Jesse, do you have a an Android or an iPhone?
Oh, iPhone.
Okay. Have you ever told Siri to call her?
No, I have not.
Entertain yourself. Because Siri does not recognize Lakeisha. She actually calls her Lake Shea. So whenever I say Siri and I have to call her, I say, hey, Siri, call Lake Shea, published author. And she's calling Lake Shea.
Really?
Yes. Entertain yourself. It's hilarious.
Wow. Lake, you've got quite a history. And
oh my gosh.
I've got a little
history. You're calling me.
And literally Siri is calling her.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
so Jesse, what's your background?
Well, it's somewhat similar to Lake. We were both soldiers. I was military police and a drill sergeant, a few other things. And then I became a police officer. And that will tell you, did that for about 10 years. And there's some very good stories in there, funny stories, and some very sad and tragic stories.
Of course.
But being able to come through all that, I am just here to have fun with friends. And
that's love.
Oh, thank you. And so in regards to the subject we're about to talk about, I can assure each and every one of you that I am not an expert. Not at all. I'm basically just a dude named Jesse. And I can actually tell you, I am only licensed to do two things. And that is based on my previous employment of shoot and drive.
That's excellent. That's good. That's good. Well, let's go ahead and get into it.
All right.
So what are we talking about? What are we talking about today?
The art of side piecery.
Yes, the art of side piecery. And I came up with, I guess I had an epiphany one time based on my own experiences. And basically, we're going to talk about how to be or how to work a side piece.
All right. So my first question is, what is a side piece? What's your definition or interpretation of a side piece?
Well, you can look at it a few ways, but I will tell you, it usually ends badly. A side piece is more of a diversion. Obviously something you probably shouldn't be involved with, but you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah. And if you haven't yet, depending on how old you are, it's possible that you still might, even after hearing this episode. We're going to try to deter you from it, but you're going to do what you want to do. I have a question for you before we even get too far into it. Have you ever been a side piece?
I have been both a side piece. And I have also engaged with side pieces.
All right.
You know, just for total transparency. Never a good idea.
I concur. When you were a side piece, did you enjoy it? Like, how did it end?
It depends.
If you say which one, right? How many have you had, sir?
Okay. I've had some good experiences, and I have certainly had some bad experiences. And I started coming up with things that I need to remember in regards to even the act of having a side piece or the art of having a side piece. And I'd like to tell you a few of these. And it's basically about five simple rules. If you don't mind, the first rule, pretty much like Fight Club. First rule of having a side piece is don't get a side piece. The second rule is don't be a side piece. The third rule is to understand even your sides may have sides.
Very true. Very true.
One of the things I can always tell you, usually it's going to be an issue. And can end badly. I remember over 25 years ago, two doctors married. The gentleman had a side piece and he was leaving a hotel. His wife had already hired a private detective and showed him where he was. And when he and the lady were leaving the hotel, this woman with her stepdaughter, which is his daughter, in the vehicle, hit the roundabout at the hotel and ran over him three times. Three laps.
Three?
Three laps with his daughter in the car. Ooh. Now, that's about as worse, the worst I've ever seen again.
But now, that was that one that you saw yourself, that you were involved in?
Oh, no, that was
network. Okay, because I kind of remember a story like that.
Yeah, that was network news. That was over 25 years ago. But really,
yeah, I remember that one.
Good. And remember, when you look at all these things, just remember one thing. What was the first rule?
Don't have side piece.
Yes, it could end badly. Yeah, oh my gosh.
Badly. Very bad.
Well, are there any pros to being a side piece?
With the exception of it being a diversion, you know, Einstein said that reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. And we, at some point in our lives, when we start to gain control of things, we start to create our own realities. And that side piece becomes part of that reality. It's a diversion. You shouldn't be doing it, but you do. Because I guess as humans, we are trying to be monogamous, but it may or may not be in our nature.
Do you believe that we're meant to be? Well, that's a silly question because I know you're married. So
yes.
I was just going to ask, do you believe we're meant to be monogamous? But I would assume the answer is yes, because you're married. So I'll take that one off the table because I don't want to start no shit.
Well, I mean, but monogamy, does that mean, what does that mean? Like forever, ever? Because, you know, you're married.
Forever?
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 Like, what does it mean? Because just because you're married now to this one person, you know, if you marry another person, okay, you married to this one person, you're faithful. Something happens, you're divorced. So you marry someone else and you're faithful. I mean, like, I'm not sure I understand the definition of monogamy.
Ah, that's a good point.
Is that just one at a time?
Or is that one person forever?
Forever.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, so
I'll go.
As we have been taught, it is forever till death do you part.
Right.
That is what we were told.
But and once death does you part, are you allowed to go? Are you allowed to, to see the next person?
Not if you departed them with the backing up three, rolling over three times. I mean, you should be out the game.
Yeah, I would think so.
Death till they part. But I would have to say, and just like the fact that I am married now, and I have known this young lady for almost 10 years. We've been married for 5 and we pretty much started going together for about 3. So it's more of a thing where I would say that circumstances can lead to other relationships. But remember, we are the decision makers.
And sound like Willy Wonka, we are the dreamers.
Yes, we are the decision makers. And we will live and die by the decisions we make. And if not for the grace of God, there go I, because I could have been dead a couple of times. But, and listen, we are even, it is even encouraged to a certain extent, even in music. Now, I'm a little older than you kids, but I remember me and Mrs. Jones.
That's got a thing.
Right.
Mrs. Jones.
Yes. And then we have Stevie Wonder, Part-Time Lover.
That's Part-Time Lover. That's my shit.
So one thing I didn't know, because we talked about songs, is I didn't listen to the whole song. But when you clued me into Stevie Wonder's song, like, he had a side piece, but she had a side piece
at the very end of that song. Right. Yeah. That song.
Oh.
Yep. And then a man called out his change, but didn't want to leave his name. I guess two can play the game. My part.
Time,
lover.
I didn't know that.
And please, let us not forget the great urban laureate, Tretch, who reminded us. You down with OPP?
OPP. You down with OPP? Hell not. I did have a guy, this guy that I was talking to when I was still in New York, we were at a bar, and he and I were standing at the bar ordering a drink. And somebody else that I used to talk to asked him, the guy that I was with, yo, so-and-so, you down with OPP? And he punched him in the jaw. Oh, yeah. I'm guessing it was a definitive no.
But you don't know if you don't ask.
I guess not.
Because speaking of which, I was in Washington State, my first duty station. And so, you know, I'm all young, what's it, wet behind the ears.
Yeah.
And I must have had like dummy written on my forehead. Because this guy who I knew had just recently got married walked up to me and propositioned me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, does that work? He was like, sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Absolutely.
I mean, it didn't work on me, but I mean, he said sometimes, and you're right. If you don't know, if you don't ask.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Jesse, I got a question for you. How can you tell if you're a side piece? Like, what are some indications?
Oh, it's easy.
It's easy.
No, it's well,
not for some.
It's if the person you're interacting with has on a wedding ring. That's always a clue.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be someone who's married and cheating. It could just be someone who's in a relationship and cheating. So they don't have a ring. So what are some of the other indications?
Well, come on. You know how people answer their phones. And with the technology now, and I remember it was Alvin Toffler with his book Future Shock, who said, future shock occurs when man's technological advances surpasses his ability to use them wisely. So now we've got these handheld computers with cameras that has photos on there, every phone number listed, and somebody's going to get a hold of your phone. How do they answer their phone? Do they walk away when they answer their phone?
Facts. What's
the
Beyonce song where she's talking about, it's an old one.
Say my name. Yeah, and every time you say my name, now it's honey, babe.
Yeah. Now it's just one word answers. Yeah.
Better say my name.
Yeah.
There is all kinds of giveaways to this game. And I was listening to Shuler King yesterday, and he had got some information, and he's talked about, if you want to know who you are, understand everything is about location. It is also about relation, and it's also about your personal value. If you enter into one of these relationships, you have already compromised your own value. It's the way it goes.
But you don't always know that you're a side piece.
Because
I didn't know.
I think some telltale signs, like, because I've been on both sides of that coin. Mm-hmm. I've been, you know, now what's known as a side piece. And I've also had what's now known as a side piece. But if you're dating someone, and this is just my opinion, which we all know I give without you asking for it. But if you can't go to his house or her house, if you can't go to their house, that's an issue for me. Mm-hmm. If they stop answering their phone at a certain time of the day, that's an issue for
me. Maybe you're not in their friends and family circle.
Ma'am, if you still have a friends and family circle, that's a problem for me.
Call me up to 8.
You know my silent goes on at 8 o'clock. I don't accept calls after 8 o'clock. But those are the kind of things. If every time we meet, it's off the beaten path. If I can't meet you where there's a lot of people, mm-hmm. or we can't do things that involve people, or every time we do, we're in a corner somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's a problem for me. Oh. So those are the kind of things that I'm thinking of, like when I'm looking at indicators, like, how do I know, like, dude, like,
you know, that brings me to something else, my thoughts. Okay. Now, like I said, I've been a side chick, mm-hmm. side piece, you know,
and now you're like, wait a minute. I was a side piece to that one too.
No, it's worse than that. It's like, I was a main. And it's like, to me, it's like, well, hold on now. I could have. Because you're saying if you can't go to his house. Well, I was at the house, you know, but then you see these signs. So you still, like, even if you're not the side piece, there's sometimes signs that there is a side piece.
Right.
And it's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The one dude I told you about. I think it's disrespectful if you're so sloppy that I'm going to suspect you.
Right, because you didn't even care enough to try to hide it.
You didn't
give a shit about this relationship at all.
So the guy's got me all paranoid thinking something's going on. So I'm supposed to be in class. And I was like, you know what? I can't even concentrate. I'm gonna go find out what's going on. So I leave school, I drive over to his house, I pull up out front of the door, out front of his place, and I call him. It's like, hey, you know, thinking maybe I'll come by after I get out of class. And he was like, no, I'm about to go to bed. And I was like, you know, we talked for a while. And finally, I was like, this is enough. Like, look, dude, I'm sitting out here in front of your house. I see the lights on. I see people moving back and forth. I was like, I'm coming up in there right now. Mm-hmm. And he had a roommate. And he's running through the house. Yo, don't open the door. So I'm still on the phone. Like, yo, don't open the door. I'm coming through the window. You know, I'm not. Mm-hmm. So when I finally get there and I'm beating on the door, he opens the door, but he hurriedly, you know, scoots me back to his room. And so we're in there talking because, like, there was a chick in the living room, his roommate and the chick sitting there. And he was like, oh, no, she's here. She's here for him. And I was like, yeah. Why'd she have your bedroom shoes on?
Yeah.
I was like,
the
oh,
signs are there. Oh. That's not even a sign.
That's a neon sign.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
But I was like, you know, it took that long. It's like, you know, I knew there weren't, like I said, there's smaller signs, yeah. Smaller signs. And then you got to confront it head on, or you just turn a blind eye and be like.
But not even that. Once there's another person, a third person, the sex is different. You're not having it as much, or the sex is different.
Well, not necessarily. Somehow. But my thought is, once I know, I don't even want to be with you because, you know, if y'all doing what we doing,
yeah,
I was like, mm.
But odds are, if he's got a side piece, she's doing things you're not doing.
That's why. Just saying.
Well, just, like,
I would do it.
Yeah, just saying.
Well, ladies, look at it like this. Look at the time, the resources, the energy that we put into these relationships, even when we become aware. And so what are we saying about our own personal value? And these are things, you know, I'm not the smartest guy you're ever going to meet. I'm sure Lakeisha will definitely back that statement.
But, silly.
When you really start to look at this type of thing, I hope I'm smarter than I was 20 and 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the hope.
Yeah.
Right. And some people fail. And I'm just glad that I was able to move forward, because in each of these situations, somebody always gets hurt. Every last one of them.
Yeah, I would agree.
The two who are engaged in that relationship. And then it's their significant others, be it married or not, who also find out or exposed to that situation. And then you're going to have to worry about how they're going to react. And some of it can be deadly. Yes.
Yeah. Side piece three will definitely break up friendships. And I know that from a situation I was in college. I was dating. Now, mind you, if I'm going to go ahead and try to give myself a little grace, he cheated on me first. And I did play with him, but I ended up I cheated on him with one of his closest friends. And we were together, me and the friend were together at least a year and some change of the 2.5 years I was with him.
My.
And we kept it very, like, no one knew. We knew enough to, like, look, nobody can know. That's the other thing about being a side bitch. Shut up. Don't run and tell everybody. This is like when you commit murder. Do it by yourself.
Don't tell anybody.
I know you got that best friend that you swear you can tell. Sometimes your best friend needs to stay clueless. So the only thing that got us caught is we were all in the kitchen one day because we used to share this big house. And we were all in the kitchen one day. And somebody had to make a beer run. And I volunteered him, the side piece. I volunteered him. And nobody paid attention to it except one person. So when I volunteered him to go, he was like, I ain't going to no store. And I said, oh, you're going. Oh, and he literally got in his little Nissan and went to the store.
Oh yeah.
So later on that night, one of my other roommates, she pulled me to the side and she was like, you fucking so-and-so. And I was like, what? I was like, what are you talking about? She said, you have to be. She said, because there's no way you could have told him what to do. And mm-hmm. he jumped like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh shit. After that, it all came out.
Yeah, you're too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And again, very devastating to all involved. But remember, even when people become aware, they have to make a decision.
Yeah.
Well, am I going to continue or am I going to move on? Because remember, we are compromising our own value, even as a guy. And I'm trying to be a player and all these other things. And I'll tell you, as a man, as in regards to attractiveness, I'm going to go ahead and rate myself a big 6.5 to 7. And on a scale of 1 to 10, even at a 7, that's 70%. And everybody knows that's barely passing. So, average, man. And so I am the best of the worst and the worst of the best.
There you go. There you go.
So what I have found in these relationships is that not only does someone always get hurt, but the fact about it is you are showing people, friends and foes, you're untrustworthy.
Yeah.
Because you'll do this, what won't you do?
What won't you do?
And we ain't got money involved yet.
Yeah. And you know, one thing that it made me think of when he said, you know, being a man, when I went to look up like side pieces and what this all is, I kept coming up with side chicks.
Right.
It's like everything.
What about the dudes?
Right. It's like, you know, everything is the woman. Like, mm-hmm. I know there are some dudes out there who are side pieces.
Right.
You know, so why? And even to talk about like, you know, having a side piece or being a side piece, like it's always a woman's thing. Like
yeah.
The man had to be there as well. Yeah. So he's in the wrong, but they want to focus on the woman. Yeah. Why is that, sir?
Yeah. Well, why is that?
Well, I will say, number one,
we're all like
throughout history, right or wrong, men have always made the rules.
I mean, yes. Yeah.
Men have always made the rules. And that's not always a good thing, just like what we're talking about here. I would say that we even have the bro code. And this is what the bro code said. Remember, bros before non-bros.
Bros before hoes.
That's more.
Okay.
Before non-bros.
Man, you better call them what they are. Home. No, I ain't gonna say that because I was once
a
side.
Okay. I was a side.
And so when women talk about solidarity and things like that, and we have to remember that women outnumber men. And then when you even look into the that pool of eligible men, and that definition can be quite broad and vague. Some women think a man is eligible if he just got out of prison. Okay, so obviously he is. But the thing about it is that we're looking at people who are looking for someone. And since women outnumber men, women, in my opinion, I ain't no expert in nothing, just shooting and driving. And I would say women will start to see themselves as less, not intentionally, but the fact that they want companionship. And they will sometimes compromise to do that. Women control these things. We can't get this twisted because men want to be with women. You guys know that.
Yeah.
So women can say, you know, I have a certain value that I will not compromise. I don't care how good you're looking. And I think it was my grandmother who used to tell me, don't let the devil in the door, no matter how good he looks. Okay. And then whatever feels good to you, because this is not, this is a diversion. This is taking you off course from your true potential. And I would say that to men also, when we engage in these type of activities, we are taking ourselves off course from our true potential, from the ones who already know and love us, trust us. And we end up taking things for granted. And then the next thing you know, when it's gone, here comes the regret. Like you guys are talking, if you live to be 70 with no regrets, well, I'm 63, so that's only 7 years.
You're choosing 100?
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm one of the older kids.
But I do want to go back to something that you said about, you know, we'll talk about women in this situation, you know, who just want to be with somebody. So they kind of settle. But there are some women who prefer to be a side piece in a marriage, you know, with a married man, because they don't have the commitment. They still get the D and they still get the benefits without having to answer to that person. Unless you got that person who doesn't want you to have, you're a side piece, but they don't want you to have a side piece.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Which is amazing to me. The unmitigated gall. But
again, you're looking at, even with that choice, they devalue themselves. Because let's face it, you can't come over on your birthday. That's my anniversary.
Maybe she don't want to come over on your birthday. That's what I'm saying. She doesn't want that. She doesn't have to worry about buying gifts at Christmas and celebrating birthdays and all that shit. If I still get you to, you know, pay a bill, or some of those women, that's all they're looking for. So they're perfectly fine being a side piece. Now, I'm not saying it does not devalue them, because clearly, you know, you're still taking scraps from, you know, so, but that's what they prefer. Like, I don't,
Well, you know, some people prefer the leftovers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some people prefer it. Does that devalue them, though?
But
if that's you know, what they want, that's what they're looking for.
Again,
I think it's shitty.
We all justify our actions. We do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so a woman who does that, and she may have, minor children. Okay, and she's gonna be the first one to say, "Baby, do as I say and not as I do." But then we also remember, more is caught than taught. So whatever you're doing, and whatever you bring into your orbit and your environment around the people you love, they watch it. Mm-hmm. And are we teaching our daughters? See, this is okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just like, and trust me, I'm not hip on the music scene. I remember it was Cardi B and Megan the Horse. They came out with a song called WAP.
WAP.
Okay. We don't. Hey. Just go with WAP.
I stop. There are some things I don't even say. And now, I hate that word.
Okay, so when all these young girls out there, about that. Okay, yeah, it was cool till that 5-year-old girl started singing.
Mm-hmm. See, but that right there, you know what? We're probably going to stray from our topic, so I'm going to bring us back in a second. But you're right about that. But that's on the parent. You shouldn't be letting your child listen to that. I understand you only have a certain amount of control. Mm-hmm. You know, when they're grade school and they're going to school, they're going to listen to it. But 5-year-old, 6, that's on you, Mom. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Yeah. But anyway, you were talking about phones.
So with the relationship, we are also talking about when you bring this gentleman into your environment, into your orbit, okay, more is caught than taught. Children are watching. They are listening when we don't think they're listening. They are watching when we don't think they're watching. And this is helping to form who they are, good or bad. They may be totally against it, or they will think that it's okay. And as a former police officer, I have seen, and I'm not talking about ladies like you and so many other ladies who are just great mothers, great wives, who know their value. I'm saying that as a police officer, I saw women who generally had children underage when they were teens. And then at 18, they got an apartment. You know where we used to work at, Lakeisha? You know where we used to work at. And when I worked there and I was going out on the properties and I would be out there for homicides and everything else. But you also look at the aspect of drugs and drug dealing and everything else. And these women would compromise themselves for the sake of having a man's attention, his company. And they would totally, and once we bust in there, and when I was an officer, you got drugs in this apartment, you got this, that, you about to get evicted out of public housing. And why did you do this? Because you made a decision that you now regret.
Well, it bees that way sometimes. Yeah, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not even going to say it's wrong.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For those of you who are listening who are side pieces, all I'm saying is pay attention to the situation you're in. Know what potential it has or does not have. That's all I would say.
Yes.
But also, go back to the music, because music is a big thing. Because, you know, again, I don't know, Moke and Steph. Is that how you said Moke and Steph?
Yeah.
He's mine. The lyrics, straight off the bat. He might be doing you, but he's thinking about me. Oh, baby, think about another lover and go find another brother. I know he's my man. He's all in my hands. It feels good when he calls my name. Don't you wish you had the same? So she's addressing the side piece. So yeah. She knows there is a side piece.
We could probably go all day in on songs. Some songs make it sound like it's okay to be the side piece. She's right on the tip of my tongue. It's not even one of the ones I put on my list, but if I just say it out, it'll come to me. But don't forget about the songs that where there are repercussions for being a cheater. Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, when he what's it called?
Before he cheats. Yeah. She told him, child, but I'll take a key down the side of that pretty truck. I'll flatten them tires. I'll take a bat to them windows. Like she talks about the Jasmine Sullivan.
Bust the windows out your car.
Keep fucking with me.
It will happen.
Keep on. Although, does that make any sense? Because you're the one who are going to have to pay for that shit. And then the ones who do it and then still stay with the guy.
See, that was with me when I was thinking I was going to cheat that car. Well, no, take it back. The guy who cheated on me. That's another sign. His car got keyed.
Oh my gosh! Yes, exactly. That was sign one.
His tires got flat too. But okay, young and dumb. But he asked me if I keyed the car, and I was like, "No," because I'm thinking I would have still been with him, and I would have felt guilty and paid for it anyway. Right. So I didn't key the car. But I did learn from someone who once told me, if you're going to bust the windows out of the car, you want to get the back window because it costs more because of the defrost system. So if you need to, but
oh my god.
We don't encourage it.
I don't encourage it, but just, you know, so you know.
Wow. I'm almost thinking you ladies may be speaking from experience. I'm just saying.
A lot of what we say here is just us saying.
Yeah. I mean, it is such a very serious topic. And just to get back to musical influence, I would even go back. Do you remember this song by a young man, a young urban laureate? By the name of Soulja Boy. And y'all remember that?
I'm gonna let you go ahead and talk about Soulja Boy for you have 60 seconds because okay. I cannot stand that
this
boy.
This is gonna be
literally
quick.
Go. I cannot stand something is wrong with that boy.
And I had to educate a lot of parents to this because all the kids were doing whatever was going on. And I had to educate a bunch of parents at a church one time. I said, do you know what that song is about? And they said, yeah, it's Superman. And I said, no. Your children know what that song is about. And that song is actually about a man who, at the pinnacle of his sexual activity, will then now ejaculate bodily fluid onto a young lady's back. And once it's on her back, the sheets will stick to her back like a cape. And that is how you Superman that boat. You got the Superman that boat. And people didn't understand. They just think the kid's doing a little cool, little kid dance. I'm like, y'all don't understand what this is all about.
Good Lord.
This is teaching young, this is devaluing young women.
Well, again, I think a lot of that starts in the house, but I can't think of a better way to thank you for coming on than talking about coming on a chick's back.
You ladies are the loud guys.
This is definitely
anyone who watches knows that this is on purpose and we hate that shit. Yeah. But yeah, we do like thank you for your time. You're our first guest, and you have done a phenomenal job at keeping us entertained.
Well, ladies, thank you for your time. I thoroughly enjoyed this, and I hope to see both of you again. And I'm talking offset. So.
That will be arranged.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Jess.
Sure thing. Take care, ladies.
You're ready.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was. That
Jesse's was... always gonna give you something to think about, something to chuckle about, something to be like.
So that was great. So we learned a lot. Things to do and not to do.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, we always talk about though as adults, we won't. Obviously, neither of us would put ourselves in that situation
but
having been on both sides of that coin,
yeah,
it was easy to relate to what Jesse was saying. So
hopefully somebody learned something today.
I don't know how to do that one eyebrow thing where like the rock thing, like, so I just got to be like, But yeah, thank you guys for listening. We look forward to seeing you again
next time.
No, we look forward to you seeing us again.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? If so, now's the time to like, follow, subscribe, and share. We'd also love to hear from you. Give us a call at 757-504-4649, or you can email us at lifecracksusup@gmail.com, or just drop us a comment. If you're so inclined, do all three.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe, and look for a new episode every Wednesday.